Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Nuclear energy debate sparks transparency concerns at Gillette City Council meeting. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Tensions over nuclear energy and transparency boiled over at Tuesday's city council meeting as county commissioners and a state senator accused city leaders of holding secret meetings and shutting the public out of discussions. Campbell County Commission Chairman Kelly McCrary stated that Mayor Shay Lundvall, City Administrator Mike Cole, and Commissioners Jim Ford and Scott Clem have met with the Department of Energy, BWXT Technologies, and other groups while leaving some commissioners in the dark.
If you don't have transparency, you don't have truth. And when I became chairman and we had our meeting where we were telling each other, we all met together, what our plan was for the year of 2025, I did tell you that the commissioners were going to be transparent.
He told council members that the lack of openness has eroded trust and integrity between the city and the county. Commissioner Bob Jordan, who was also in attendance and spoke during public comment, added that meetings in the Idaho National Laboratory, which was attended by commissioners previously, felt like presentations that were designed to push an agenda.
I did attend the INL's meeting in Idaho. It's hard for me to attend a meeting that I realized was a presentation. It was an invite to attempt to push an agenda that the DOE has been working on for at least 10 or 12 years.
State Senator Troy McEwen also raised concerns about a non-disclosure agreement the city signed with BWXT in 2024 during a previous meeting, again spoke during public comment and questioned why the city would enter into such an agreement. He also pointed to the cost of nuclear energy and described it as an unaffordable energy option for residents. Basin Radio Network reached out to Commissioner Jim Ford for comment, who stated that there will be ongoing discussions between the Board of Commissioners to address some of the issues raised at the city council meeting. Ford also said that any conversations that have been had are just that, conversations. And what truly matters is a formal vote, which is taken by the full commission. The council did not respond during public comment, but had previously released a statement defending the city's involvement, saying nuclear energy could diversify the economy while working alongside coal, oil, and gas. Campbell County Health Board put more focus on patient feedback. The Campbell County Health Board of Trustees may soon weigh patient satisfaction more heavily when making decisions about the hospital's future. According to the Gillette News Record, Tanya Alley, Executive Director of Patient Experience, told trustees last week that customer feedback collected over the last 4 years shows largely positive results. Of 9 surveys used by CCH, 7 scored above 90% favorable responses, with the lowest still at nearly 80%. Alley cautioned, however, that comparisons to other hospitals can be misleading, and even small shifts in scores can significantly affect percentile rankings. Board member Angela Biggs, who chairs the Quality Committee, said the goal is to make quality data a regular part of board meetings, giving trustees more insight into how patient feedback ties directly to care improvements. A roadmap for more detailed presentations is expected next month, with regular quality updates beginning in October. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.